It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Hello, gang. It is July 23rd, year of our Lord, 2021. What's up, AJ?
You are.
Yes, sir. Yes,
glad
sir.
Glad to see you and Doug both in the studio. I notice you haven't introduced him yet, but Douglas is here.
Douglas. What's up, Doug? We're bringing Doug back by popular demand.
Doug Wilder in the studio.
Yes, I love it. Yes.
In the flesh.
I am not the ex-governor of Virginia, though. Yes,
right.
Yes, a lot of people get me confused with him, but I have my hair's a little bit darker than his.
Right.
A little darker, and right. And you avoided being in Virginia for a while.
I did. Okay. And I do.
Okay, so welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour. As you all know, our show is sponsored by PepsiCo and Frito-Lay. On today's show, we will continue our discussion on how we've changed as a society since the pandemic. Today, we're going to continue to focus on declining church attendance, and we're going to also talk about President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan. America, like all societies, is defined by our cultural institutions. Church membership in the U.S. has plummeted below 50% for the first time in history. It is not because of the pandemic. It is because, like they did a Pew did a poll that asked Americans, are you affiliated with a church? And less than 50% for the first time said no. For all the modernists out there who says there's no harm in that, there's no harm in a godless America, keep in mind that all major movements in this country that led to progress was inspired by religious groups. The American Revolutionary War. Matter of fact, let's go before that. The Pilgrims, you know, came over on the Mayflower for religious freedom, right? So this whole country that we are living in today came about because some folks on the other side of Europe were sick and tired of the establishment telling them how to pray. So they came over on the Mayflower, and they came over here seeking religious freedom. The American Revolutionary War, a.k.a. the War of Independence, a key proclamation was all men and women are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator. So that's religious base. We believe in America that your rights come from God and not from man. So if you're right, so if you are free because God, our providence, says so, I can't come behind you and change laws to enslave you. So that's why slavery was never really okay in the country, because it contradicted the founding document, which stated all men were created equal. So,
but there is a catch to that, because men are created equal, mankind created equal, but we don't end up equal.
Right.
Because whether it's a free enterprise system like ours or communism, we all end up in different places and different levels in society.
Yep.
So, but we are free in America. That's why people still want to be here, to go for that gold,
right?
So to speak.
Right. Doesn't mean you're going to get there.
Doesn't mean it, but we are created equal. We have the chance. We have the chance. But human beings have always been the problem. Where it's a wonderful. This is a wonderful planet, and humans generally are wonderful people.
Generally.
With some exceptions. But, you know, and I don't mean to be jumping on your parade, Brandon, but, you know, this is one nation under God. And because of religious freedom, some people are praying to another God, so to speak. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Yep. But the sweet thing about it, the essence of the Christian message is tolerance. Like the Bible tells you to love your neighbor. It didn't say love your neighbor if your neighbor was Jewish or Christian or gay or straight. He said love your neighbor. So this is why in America we have tolerance because we're told to treat.
Yes, we do have tolerance. Yeah. Although I know a lot of people when I moved to Jacksonville many, many, many years ago, mm-hmm. you know, and I was brought up in the Northeast and was brought up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And down here, there are more Protestants. And some of the Baptists never looked kindly. You know, they would talk about it to me personally. They don't believe in Catholicism and whatever. So there's still differences in religion. But that's just the way human beings are wired.
Yep. And the First Amendment guarantees you freedom of speech and freedom of thought. So even in a free country, you're free to be wrong. So mm-hmm. so in this country, you know, the government, the way this system was set up, you had your free speech, free thinking, free religion. That's all protected in the Constitution.
It's supposed to be protected,
yep,
right?
Yep, but the law of the land is that all men, everybody's equal before the law. Like you know, we can't control how a person may feel within their heart, but as a nation, that's why I never got on this anti-American bandwagon, because I don't believe that racist people define the country. Like America, the nation, what it was founded on good principles. Like I even have, and this is off topic, but you know, you have some folks that say, oh, in the Constitution, African Americans were only 3/5. That is not true. What happened was the North told the South, you're not going to count all of those slaves in your census. And the reason they said that only 3/5 of African Americans could be counted, because they wanted to make sure that the Southern states would not have full control. Basically, they wanted to set up a glide path to end slavery. So like I said, a lot of things in this country are distorted, you know, based on people who like I said, I don't know what happened to civics, but a lot of stuff I hear is just, it's just not factual.
I don't know why they've been, I mean, because there's been a lot of discussion that a lot of us parents in the last 20, 30 years thought our kids were being taught what we were being taught. But that isn't true. It became a lot more negative towards our own country, which is basically atrocious, because you have people that are supposed to be in the educational field. They're supposed to be smart. They're supposed to be responsible, supposed to be loving to the students they care about. And, you know, things vary with human beings, but from person to person, teacher to teacher, et cetera, et cetera. But this, this wave of, you know, of liberalism, if you want to, or what would you call it? It's a wave that goes against the godly principles of what, how America was established. And you know, America, like you were just saying, Brandon, basically, we started moving away from slavery because we knew in our hearts, those people, our predecessors knew it wasn't exactly in any way right.
Yep. They even said it. They when they had the Constitutional Convention, you know, they understood that if they didn't unite all 13 colonies, that the British or some foreign government would interfere and split the North from the South. So basically, you know, the continuation of slavery was a compromise. But in the Constitution, they banned the importation of slaves, I believe, in the year 1807. So they set it up so that slavery would eventually die off.
Right. So it was going to happen anyway.
Right,
but,
right.
But the thing is, with the you know, when we had the Civil War, we were lucky that it happened. We're not lucky that it happened. Let me make that perfectly clear.
Right.
It wasn't a good thing. But what happened is, probably because of the timing, we are lucky that a foreign power didn't come in and try and split us up and take over part of what is now America.
Right, right. That's right. True. And the Confederacy was trying to... they pretty much tried to do a boycott of Britain and pretty much said they would cut off Britain from American cotton, you know, if they did not, you know, provide financial support for the Confederacy. But thank God that Egypt had a good cotton crop that year, so that plan backfired on the South. But we're going to hit the commercial break, and we're going to continue this discussion on the other side of the dial.
All right, we got more coming up. If you want to be in the discussion, you have your own ideas about what you want to talk about. It is Friday. You're free to speak any way you want to about any subject, but Brandon likes to keep it on topic if he can. The Brandon Groover News Hour will continue with Doug Wilder. Give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. We'll be right back.
All right, gang.
Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back. So, as we were saying here, you know, we're going to play the clip shortly, but for the first time in American history, church membership has declined to 49%. So now, churchgoers or people who identify with a church are now the minority. So, and I, in my opinion, I think that's bad for society because if you look at every band of progress, the Mayflower, American Revolutionary War, the Declaration of Independence, you know, the thesis that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. That is Bible-based. The abolition of slavery was led by a religious group. The civil rights movement was led by a Christian group. It may help you. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was a preacher. All right. So these modern civil rights activists, I'm not going to name them, have not been successful advancing social justice because they lack the moral high ground that religion provides. They are seen as an instrument of the Democratic Party. If you look at Dr. King in contrast, who worked with the Democrats and the Republicans, he was a Republican, by the way, Dr. King worked with the Dems and the Republicans to pass civil rights legislation, but he quickly broke with President Johnson over what he saw as an unjust war in Vietnam. My point is that he was smart enough to understand the importance of being bipartisan, but also not being a pawn of either party. And I think that the black community, and I'm speaking on my own, that the black community would do itself a favor by leveraging both parties to their advantage. You know, you shouldn't give one party all of your support. And if you're going to do it, at least lie on the polls. You know, when they call you over and they say, oh, who you voting for? Just say, I don't know. That will at least cause both parties to pivot. Because if the Republican Party knows that no matter what they do or propose, you won't vote for them, they're not going to pander to you. And the Democrats, if they know you're not going to go anywhere, then guess what? We're going to continue to get the same bunch of nothing that we've gotten over the past 400 years. But as I was saying, I just think that we need to try to, think long and hard before we, you know, be so gung-ho to want to just, you know, reset and just move away from religion. Because, you know, they took prayer out of school, and schools have become a shooting ground. Imagine what's going to happen when you pull faith out of the country, out of the political conversation.
It creates a void. And the void, as I hear you talking about it, is the moral high ground. You use those words.
Yep.
So the concept then is that by having a decline in the church attendance, you're creating a void in the moral teachings.
Absolutely.
And so the part of the difficulty then is the professors at the school, as AJ was talking about, they're teaching things that that not only are devoid of God, but they're also devoid of morality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my thing is this too. You know, we have to understand that the people in the media, they have an agenda. And I'm not Catholic, but I respect the Catholic Church. I respect, you know, the Pope or, you know, and the nuns and the bishops and all that stuff. But we have to look at this from a 5,000 mile, you know, look from the sky down.
Mm-hmm.
All of the major institutions in this country have been attacked, and they have tried to discredit them. Even the child sex scandal in the Catholic Church, you know, I believe, in my opinion, that was done as a way to discredit Christianity. Now, if people broke the law, they need to go to prison. But you cannot, you know, paint an entire group based upon what a few bad actors do. It's the same way with the African-American community. You know, we went to Mike Hogan's event, Mike Williams, Sheriff mm-hmm. Williams event, and he said that 1% of the population is responsible for 90% of the crime. But what happens is they put pictures, you know, blackmail. And what that does, it reinforces this view that black people are more criminals. And it's the same thing, and they're doing the same thing now with the Trump supporters. If you're a Trump supporter, you were for the insurrection. If you are a Trump supporter, you are an enemy of democracy.
Yeah, but where's our free speech now?
Right, absolutely.
Where's our free speech?
Right, absolutely.
I mean, the thing is, if I got on Facebook and said I like Trump, I probably wouldn't be on Facebook.
Right.
Right.
You know, I don't get political on Facebook because to me, that's just an effort in frustration.
Right.
And some people can't resist to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. And, you know, I'm going back to the fact about what professors were teaching and teachers were also giving the information to students. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the initial concept was probably to get maybe a different viewpoint and maybe show that there's that the books maybe might not have been totally accurate in the way they were portrayed. And maybe that was the original concept there.
Right.
But broadening the mind of the
you know to give them students. a wide view mm-hmm. of, that there were more there was more than one opinion rather than the book they might be reading that's been assigned for that class.
But go ahead.
I don't think that's happening. And I think what's happened, the professor is saying, instead of expanding your mind, here is the
this
one
is the truth.
This is the truth.
Right. I think
this
it
is
kind
the
of
way,
worked.
The truth and the light.
I think it kind of did a light speed jump, and now it's warped into this leftist view.
But you know something too, in my opinion, I'm a Democrat. I got on blue, but I'm for right. And you got on blue too, Doug. You coming out? I'm joking. But seriously, there are some on the left who fantasize about transforming America into a European style democracy. Mm. And if you look at Europe is a largely godless society. But let me give you a news flash. This is why I think that is an issue to put God in a corner. You don't put a baby in a corner. But the reason I have a problem with it, I'm coming to you, Darren. When Christianity was removed from Europe, it didn't just leave an empty void. It was filled by Nazism, communism, and fascism. And that is why we had the World Wars, World War I, World War II, the Cold War, all of these godless philosophies took place because if you remove God from the center of society, then government and mankind becomes the center of the society. And newsflash, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Every time we've tried to put man on a pedestal, something always goes wrong. So, you know, I just think we need to be very careful. And also, I think, in my opinion, I'm going to Darren now. I think that Republicans, you may want to broaden your base. And what I mean by that, you need to center your party on holding the line for Christian values. And I'm telling you, you could get more black votes. You can get more Latino votes because there are more Christians. But the problem is you're divided between the parties. And I think the Republican Party would be more welcoming of, and I'm not saying that you're not, but if the Republican Party became more vocal on minority issues, I'm not saying change the platform. I don't have a problem with the platform. But if the Republican Party would be more forceful on issues that keep the African-American community up at night, you will get more support from that group because the black community is the most conservative group in the country. Now, they may use black people, they may use black faces to push certain agendas, But if you poll black people, they are very, very conservative. So I'm just throwing that out there. Darren, jump in, my man.
Yeah, with regards to your the religious conversation, the emergence of the new religion of the day of America, which is the religion of politics, has pretty much swayed people away from the church. Because, you know, if people go to a church and the church is too conservative and they don't want to be conservative, then they'll go find somewhere else. They find the church that fits their values, their political values, more than the church, the idea of the church, you know, shaping their values and, you know, reinforcing their values and encouraging their morality, their moral ideas. Instead, they want to find a religion that fits their moral perspective instead of being changed by the moral ideas.
Right. But you know something, Darren, I agree, but this is something I will caution religious people on. You know, listen, church and state are separate. I agree with that. I don't want the state interfering in the church. But hold on 1 second, Darren. But what I see a lot of Christian people doing, you're changing your values, trying to conform to a group that's not going to come there anyway. And I think that when the religious people stop being who they are, and I'm not trying to go religious on the radio, but Christ says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. That's what the Bible says. So, you know, for 2,000 years, Christianity has expanded. In my opinion, you have churches that are trying to conform, and they're watering down their message, you know, trying to be, quote unquote, they don't want to be offensive. They want to be politically correct. And yeah. if you look like me and you talk like me, then why would I convert to you? You see what I'm saying? So, right. So I just think that, but go ahead. I just think that's something I'm noticing, that a lot of stuff that's going on in this country, and I'm not going to go there on the air, but the churches have largely been silent because nobody wants to be seen as biased or not politically correct. But news flash is this. When you look at the French Revolution, you know, trying to cozy up with the guillotine folks, they're going to still cut your head off anyway. So that's figuratively. Go ahead.
The thing with our current climate is everything is based on feelings instead of actual tangible evidence. You know, it's all about how something makes you feel.
Right.
If you poll people, you know, the number one reason why people that voted for Biden over Trump was because the way Trump talked made them feel uncomfortable.
You know something, Darren? You know something? I was talking to somebody, and I'll let you hang with us through the break. Somebody told me that Trump showed a light and showed us how racist America was. I said, wait a minute. Was it Trump or was it the media showing repeated images to brainwash you? Because I've noticed something. You know, when at the election, the white supremacists were everywhere. They were going to destroy the country, and I guess they all went with Jeff Bezos out of space because you're not hearing anything about race, race, race. And I'll say this too. The Black Lives Matter movement comes out of retirement every election cycle. So you're not really seeing a big hoopla, but they'll be back in 2024.
And look at how the government has performed. I mean, look. Am I on break?
Yeah, you're on. Sorry. We got 30 seconds. Well,
With regards to, like, look how the government has acted behind the scenes. I mean, look at the headline today about the people that were trying to kidnap the governor out of Michigan. They mm-hmm. found out that the ones who were orchestrating that whole thing were actually FBI informants.
Mm.
Well, that's entrapment. That's entrapment, a group trying to entrap other people into a behavior that they were not participating in. They were just actors.
Yep. That's why I say folks need to stop, you know, watching the news so much and use a little common sense. Thank you, Darren. You all hang tight. We're going to be back on the other side of the commercial break. Thank you, Darren.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A new poll shows that most Americans who haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19 say they are unlikely to get the shots. Most of them also doubt they would work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence that they do. Those findings underscore the challenges facing public health officials as soaring infections in some states again threaten to overwhelm hospitals. The poll conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found that 35% of adults who have not yet received a vaccine say they probably will not, and 45% say they definitely will not. Just 3% of unvaccinated Americans say they will definitely get the shots, though another 16% say they probably will. On Wall Street, the Dow by 238 points, the NASDAQ rose 152. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Governor DeSantis is looking forward to the academic year ahead. He says he looks forward to it being more normal and is ready to strike down any mandates for kids to mask up. According to the governor, there have been talks at the federal level potentially advocating for the imposition of masks on students.
We're not doing that in Florida, okay? We need our kids to breathe. And so I think it's really important that parents obviously can equip their kid to go to school however they want, but there shouldn't be any coercive mandates.
DeSantis says he wants students to learn like normal kids and they will not be muzzled while in the classroom. A man who was wanted for murder in Georgia arrested in St. Johns County. Deputies spotting 33-year-old Bobby Turner. He was driving a stolen car. Turner wanted out of Waynesboro, which is south of Augusta, for the crime. Uber and JTA to provide 4,000 free rides to COVID-19 vaccination sites in Jacksonville. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some delays because of an accident on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound between the Buckman Bridge and San Jose Boulevard. Also, there's a crash on I-95 southbound at 8th Street near downtown. And there's a broken down vehicle on Butler Boulevard eastbound between Hodges Boulevard and San Pablo Road. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 74. Saturday will start the weekend mostly sunny, high 90.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you have a water treatment system for your home or business, be sure that you have your filter changed periodically. If you don't, solids can build up in the filter and your system becomes less effective. Affordable Water can make sure your system has filters with the correct micron rating. We can take care of anything else you need to have the best water available. Affordable Water, 262-0197. That's Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Every day in this country, police officers protect and serve our communities. But that service comes with great risk. That's why Mike Gallagher founded Gallagher's Heroes. Gallagher's Heroes Fallen Officer Fund supports the family of officers killed in the line of duty. We also provide the First Responders Bible free of charge to the brave men and women who help keep our communities safe every day. Please support law enforcement. The Gallagher's Heroes Fallen Officer Fund. Go to gallaghersheroes.org or call 888-99-IGIVE. That's gallaghersheroes.org.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB The Answer.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back. Doug, you had any input before we jumped?
Yeah, interesting. We were talking about the new religion of politics Darren was talking about, and mm-hmm. I think as we're replacing religion with politics, we're also losing the values and the principles. You know, think about Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, mm-hmm. and he says we should become principle oriented.
Right.
And by the way, Stephen Covey was extremely religious,
mm-hmm.
But never really actually talked about his religion in his books,
mm-hmm.
Per se.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept was: Are you is What is your center? If it's God-centered, then you're going to take on the religious principles and values.
Right.
If you don't have a religion, you can still be patriotic. You can still be politically active.
Right.
You can still be a good person.
Right. You can still be moral.
Still be a moral person.
Because in our That's earlier right. conversation, some of the audience might think we're saying if you're not affiliated with a church, you're not a moral person. That's right. That's not right at all.
Yeah, but that's why I pointed out initially that we have a First Amendment.
Yes.
And I gave a shout out to Jews. I gave a shout out to Catholics. If you don't believe in God and you're a good person, I'm talking about certain habits as a society, not as an individual, mm-hmm. as a society. When a group does something as a group, things change or reverse in a society at large. You know, this isn't an evangelist show. I'm not mm-hmm. trying to recruit.
Right.
But there has been a change in what we're doing on the show. We're trying to point out where we were before the pandemic and where we are now. On the second half, we're going to talk about the debt that's piling up. All we're doing is holding up a mirror, and because the media's not doing this. Mm-hmm. The media wants, you know, Democrats and Republicans to hate each other. You know, if you don't wear masks, you're evil. If you support masks, then you're OCD. What we're trying to do is we're simply holding up a mirror as a country, not as an individual, as a country, to see where we were and where we are now. What a person does in between, that's their business. But as a country, this has been a shift.
It's been a shift for the wrong direction, no matter what is
right.
involved.
Right.
Because you can't have a discussion with somebody that has no respect for your opinion.
Right, right.
I mean, there used to be the fact that you didn't disagree
right.
and you didn't want to punch the other guy in the nose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where you're exactly wrong, I'm exactly right.
Sick.
I'm not going to listen to you.
Right.
Are you an idiot?
Right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right,
sure.
Right.
In the business world, we look at when there's a conflict. The first thing we do is we say, what do we both agree on? And so
right.
we can go several layers
right.
up to see. The difficulty with some people is that we're not even sure that we agree that we should have human rights.
Right, right.
And if you don't think that you should have human rights, then boy, then it's difficult conversation.
Right, right. And just to say this, like, well, can we all at least agree that there are factions in this country? We're not evangelizing. We're just mm-hmm. calling balls and stripes. That there is a group in this society that is hostile to religion. I'm saying just for it, because mm-hmm. it's in the way. You know, you can't push socialism down my throat. You can't push certain things down my throat because certain texts get in the way. And that's all we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are differences, and obviously that came about when we couldn't do the morning prayer in
right,
school
right,
anymore.
Right.
I mean, and One Nation Under God, some people got upset with that.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
And this nation, this great nation that we live in, was fabricated with that in mind. The founding fathers
yep.
did not want us to walk away from religion.
Yeah, because
guaranteed.
Because it's an anchor. It is an mm-hmm. anchor. You know, I always say integrity is doing the right thing when nobody's watching, right?
Yeah.
So if we just put all the religion in the garbage and just get rid of it, well, if the government doesn't have cameras on me, I can commit this crime. But when you have what religion teaches you, that these all-seeing eyes are on you, and you're going to have to pay in this life or the life to come. So, you know, so what we're doing here, and it was what I will say is this. Since the pandemic, and I think there's a correlation between the churches being shut down and the rise in crime. Crime in this country is at an all-time high. Murder, I think, is up 40%. Suicide, alcoholism. All this stuff, drug abuse, all this stuff is up, 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 up. So I'm just looking at what's down, 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 down. So I'm noticing that, that the country has changed. And we're just having a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anything else before AJ hit the clip.
One of the things I'm looking at is what is the morality, regardless of for instance, I'm thinking about Atlas Shrugged,
mm-hmm.
the book.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, Ayn Rand, who's mm-hmm. the author, is very much individualist, mm-hmm. Very much an individualist as opposed to a statist.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she is an atheist,
mm-hmm.
or she was an atheist. And so the morality that she taught there, she said that morality is the key to success of a society.
Right, you got to have trust.
You got to have trust. And you got to have the same, some of the same values and
right.
some of the same, it's definitely the same principles.
Right.
So I can understand people who say, okay, if they don't believe in a God, or the Christian God or the Judeo-Christian gods, then at that point, how do they fit? And you can say, okay, yeah, they can fit as long as they have the same Judeo-Christian values.
Right, right. And my thing is this, too. The founders told us to be tolerant. But if you come to my house, I will welcome you to my house. But you don't get to tell me what color the floors are. You don't get to tell me what color the ceiling fans are going to be. You know, I'm inviting you in.
Yes.
And I just think that what we do as a country, the majority of Americans, do identify with the Judean Christian system. But I don't think we have to throw all of our stuff out just to make other folks feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Now we welcome you here. We allow you to set up your churches and your whatever, mm-hmm. whether you go or not, that's you. That's tolerant. But there is a hostility, and I'm trying to be bipartisan, but there is a hostility towards Christian people in this country. I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see it. So let's just go ahead, AJ, and run the clip.
U.S. church membership has fallen below 50% for the first time, according to a Gallup poll published Monday, continuing a decades-long decline in membership driven by growing numbers of Americans who express no religious affiliation. Key facts. In 2020, 47% of Americans said they were a member of a church, synagogue, or mosque, down from 50% in 2018 and 70% in 1999. U.S. church membership hovered around the 70% mark for 60 years since Gallup first started measuring it in 1937, though the figure has been in steady decline since the turn of the century. The trend coincides with growing numbers of Americans who don't express a religious preference, which has grown from 8% in 1998 to 2000 to 21% in the last 3 years, as well as a drop in the number of religious Americans formally belonging to a church, which has fallen 13 points over the past 20 years to 60%. Gallup's research links declining membership with age, with 66% of people born before 1946 belonging to a church compared to 58% of baby boomers and 50% of Gen Xers. Just 36% of millennials told Gallup they belonged to a church, a similar number to the adults of Generation Z interviewed, though the pollsters acknowledge data for this group is limited. In spite of decreasing shares of Americans identifying as religious and growing numbers expressing no affiliation at all, the U.S. is still very much a religious nation. Gallup found more than 7 in 10 still align themselves with some kind of organized religion even if they did not hold a formal membership. In spite of this, religion, namely Christianity, continues to play an outsized role in politics and law, while atheists remain one of the most hated groups in America. Surprising fact. While the U.S. Constitution doesn't explicitly mention God, the Christian deity is mentioned or referred to at least once in all 50 state constitutions.
Okay, gang, welcome back. Okay, so we're gonna have a commercial break in a second. You got anything you want to hop in, Doug, before we go on break?
Those are amazing statistics. Where was that from?
From The Hill.
Okay.
You know what? I'll tell you on the other side of
okay.
the break.
Great. Thank you very much.
And we're going to discuss this on the other side of the commercial break. Hang tight. And if you have any input, feel free to give us a call at 904-831-0600. Once again, 904-831-0600. You're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour, where we try to keep common sense alive.
You're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour, all right here on Talk Radio WBOB. If you want to be a part of the conversation, there's still time to get your input, your viewpoint. You have a question? Brandon's ready. Doug's ready. They're right here. Brandon Groover News Hour with Brandon Groover and Doug Wilder continues. 904-831-0600. That's our number. Talk Radio WBOB. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back to Act 3 of the Brandon Groover News Hour. Like I said, we're just reflecting about how the country has changed post-pandemic. And I'll say this, too, for all the folks that are, you know, pushing hatred out here. I want you to know that America is not like what we see here. This isn't normal, you know, in the world. You know, all this, we have crime and all that stuff. But overseas, like, invasions happen kind of frequently, like whole countries come in and invade you. So I just think we might want to be, we may want to think long and hard before we can, you know, while we're, instead of pushing all this hatred. Because guess what? When people join the military, it's normally because of patriotism. Yes. Because the pay isn't that great. So you have folks who, you know, who sign up to be a part of the armed forces because they love the country. So
and a lot of families have sacrificed family members.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And in some cases, more than one.
Absolutely. Like my grandfather's, my great-grandfather, both of my great-grandfathers fought in World War II. Take that, Hitler. We knock your teeth out. But but seriously, if this hatred of the country becomes widespread, I think military enrollment will probably decline because, you know, you don't want to, you know, go to war for a country that you hate. Mm-hmm. So what do you think will happen, my fellow Americans, if we can't man a military? I won't man a military because women are in the service now, too. Got to be careful. Mm-hmm. But
don't you think that there are some bad actors that are being paid part of their job to disorient America?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this isn't just happening by itself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of folks that probably wanted America to get on drugs.
Yep, absolutely.
They wanted America to become less religious.
Yep, yep.
Because they know that bonding makes us stronger.
Yep.
And, of course, they're going to, you know, it's not all, you know, because there's a lot of people who appear to be one thing and they aren't really that. And they get infiltrated in our society. We don't even know who they are. We don't know what our neighbor really thinks in many instances, do we?
Well, the good book says that certain folks are able to turn themselves into angels of light. But that's what, you know, but I'll say this. The Chinese, China, before they went communist, at one point China controlled 50% of global GDP. Do you know how China got to where they are today? Well, they fell off because there was something called the Opium Wars, and the emperor of China tried to stop the opium, which is heroin, from coming into the country. And Great Britain and Germany and France and Russia, I believe, it's called the Opium Wars. They invaded China, and they put the people on opioids. And in less than like 30 years, they went from being the most wealthiest country on the planet to, you know, they were living off of like $2 a day in the 1980s before the United States outsourced our industrial base to them, you know, which, you know, kind of sent those problems here.
I guess that opium wasn't too much of a motivator,
right.
Was it?
No, it wasn't.
It's so, like, hey, things are pretty good now.
Yeah,
so, I don't think I need to work today.
Yep, and a lot of that fentanyl that's coming into the country comes from the Chinese Communist Party.
Mm.
With friends like that, who needs enemies? Okay.
When you look at the man on the street interviews, and they particularly go to some of the schools and they start asking the students, Are they proud of America? And they're mostly saying no, mm-hmm. at least the ones that are being shown. Mm-hmm. And then the question is, okay, so what would be a better place to go? And they really don't have an answer. They think, well, maybe Europe, maybe Sweden or Norway. If you actually went to those places, you would find that the standard of living may not be as high, or mm-hmm. if it is, the amount of freedom mm-hmm. In some cases would not be allowed for them to even make those statements that they're making.
You know, the craziest thing to me is this. If people would just pick up books and read, do you know why the Japanese economy is getting smaller? Because they are against immigration. They are the Japanese, and yeah, you can send that hate mail. I don't care. It just happens to be true.
And they are, in a sense, a very racist society.
Yeah, they don't believe in immigrants.
And not in a negative way. I mean, I guess it is negative, but the thing is that they're good people. And it's a very productive country in a lot of ways, and they're not replenishing their supply of
people.
The next generation. You're right down to it. That's right. They're not breeding very well in China, in Japan right. these days.
Yeah, and the point I was making, that this fairy tale that the world is a good place and America is just this evil place, that this evil country that oppresses its citizens. You know, like I said earlier, the Civil War, you know, 700,000 soldiers lost their lives to free slaves, okay? The United States, you know, stopped Adolf Hitler, you know, during World War II. Hitler was going to kill every person of color on the planet. He wasn't going to just stop with the Jews. You know, he was going to invade Africa next. He was going to kill every black person on the planet.
He wanted an Aryan society.
Yep, an Aryan race. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know what history book these folks are reading from. Like Dr. King did not go around here saying America was this racist nation. He knew that America on paper, that the law stated that all men were created equal. And the reason I had this conversation with somebody the other day, and they were saying that Dr. King, we were talking about the athlete that was dissing the flag over overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they were saying, well, Dr. King supported that kind of disobedience. I say, no, he didn't. Dr. King knew that after Brown v. Board of Education, there was a Supreme Court ruling in 1954, which banned all forms of discrimination. They organized the civil rights movement because they knew they were on the right side of history. They knew the law was on their side. And they knew that by putting themselves out there and suffering those beatings, they were making the racists look bad on TV. And eventually it would shock the nation and wake the nation up, you know, to get into doing right. So at the end of the day, sometimes countries like people get off track, but you can shock people to getting back to the center, back to their core. So at the core, the United States is not evil. And like I said, and the reason the country is not evil is because historically we've identified ourselves as that shining city on the hill.
That's why so many people are trying to break through fences.
Right, to get over here.
I mean, it's over 100,000 last month.
Yeah, you don't break your neck.
That's the size of a small city.
Yeah, you don't break your neck trying to get to Alcatraz.
Yeah, if it was so bad here, why would they want to head this way?
Right, absolutely. So my thing is this, like I said, I just think as a people, we need to try to figure out a way to hold the line, because at the end of the day, this is not a Christian telethon or whatever. This is just, we're just having a conversation, you know, looking at how we've changed. And I'm even looking at, you know, the governor, and I'll take the hate mail. Like I said, I don't care. You know, I don't care. This show
He's
does
just
not,
looking for mail, folks.
Yeah. I'm lonely. Write me a letter. But I was looking at Governor DeSantis when he was saying, you know, that kids, you know, shouldn't have to wear masks in classrooms. And if you just take back and think about it, kids learn how to talk by mimicking each other's mouths. Like my daughters, they look at my mouth and their lips are moving because they're imitating me. So what we're doing if we don't try to get back to normal, we can't just stay in COVID land forever. You know, and there's no such thing as zero risk. You know, yeah, you're going to have a case here, a case there, but we can't shut down the society based on fear.
Well, some people don't want to end the pandemic, apparently.
Yep.
We go back into that again.
Yep.
But the vaccines are not where they need to be.
Yep, I agree.
And now people that have been stricken with COVID in this Delta variant are saying in some cases, oh, I've got the disease. If they get through it, they go, well, I'm still not going to get the vaccine.
Boy, I tell you, freedom.
But we're free. We're free to be stupid if we want to be.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
To be free and stupid.
Yep.
But that's just
t-shirt.
Part of the territory.
T-shirt. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't like being judgmental at all, but it seemed like that if you wanted to get rid of the pandemic, that was the direction to go, was to get vaccinated.
Yeah, but
now that we've had 7 months of the vaccine, and you're in the health industry, Brandon.
Yep.
Have people been falling, you know, dying left and right because of the vaccine?
Nope. But
we're starting to see people dying again because they aren't
Delta.
Vaccinated.
Yep.
This Delta variant is very, very ferocious.
Yep. And I'll say this here too, and I know we're on a Republican most of the station, but I heard a politician say that a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. This is what's, as long as this pandemic hangs around us, the emergency that allowed, you know, the Democrats to, you know, push through all the ballots because of the emergency. If we don't get rid of this emergency, you know, before the next election, you're going to have a repeat of 2020. So my Republican friends, if you want to stop this slide away from religion that we're seeing, if you want to stop if you want to prevent a repeat of the 2020 election, we need to get vaccinated. The quicker we get rid of the pandemic, the quicker we get to politics and religion as normal. Just remember, it takes 30 days to form a habit. This pandemic, these rules with the pandemic have been around for over a year. So a lot of this stuff is becoming a habit. Church religious attendance is down because of a habit. You know, the changing the way we vote is going to become a habit. So unless we want to go European socialist, you know, get the vaccine. The quicker we get the vaccine, the quicker we can end the charade, the quicker we can end the emergency, and we can get back to business as usual. Because newsflash, the Democrats outnumber Republicans by 10 million people in this country. If the Democrats can continue to have COVID elections, 2020 is going to become the new normal. So just try
to
bring
it all them all the time.
Yep. All blue.
All them people.
Yep. Blue. What can blue do for you? So seriously, let's get the vaccine. Let's get back to normal, please.
That's a good idea. And you should really consider it.
Yep.
Yeah. I know many friends who haven't gotten the vaccine.
Yep.
And even some family members. And I can't really understand it, but I'm not here to tell somebody what to do. But at the same time, think about it.
Would you rather get vaccinated?
You know, you're not being a wimp because you get the vaccine.
Yep.
You're probably doing the sensible thing in most cases, unless you have some kind of condition.
Exactly.
In any case, stay safe, men.
Yep.